Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, it was really a good evening's work. We got put in a lot of situations and got a chance to watch people perform in them. Two-minute drive before the half, kind of highlighting some of that. I thought we did a nice job of not beating our own butt. We kept pre-snap penalties virtually to a minimum. I think we had one. We played a pretty clean game for a first time out. We gave a lot of people a lot of opportunities, and that's what this is about. It was good to see some offensive players tackling on special teams, defensive players blocking on special teams. We'll comb through that really closely. And to top it all off, man, we kind of got through the game virtually injury-free. I think Cam McCutcheon got taken out with a soft tissue injury, maybe a hamstring that needs to be evaluated. But other than that, we're pretty clean. And so productive night on a lot of fronts. And obviously we'll comb through the tape, man, and learn from it in a lot of ways, both players and coaches, and hopefully be better the next time out. I'll pause and open it up for questions.
Anyone? All right.
So it was that good, huh?
Wow.
It was that good. The preseason opener was so perfect for the Pittsburgh Steelers that not one question was asked of Mike Tomlin. We had someone ready to pounce on that. Texter wrote in like 40 minutes ago that the Pittsburgh media should be embarrassed. You all epically failed your listeners, readers who depend upon the media to question the coach to provide insight. That is why you have the privilege of access that the average fan doesn't have! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I don't necessarily disagree. Who was there?
Right.
And whoever was there, yeah, they need to ask questions. Not quite sure what happened. I know it was a good performance pretty much across the board, but ask about the good performances then. So we'll get into the good. We'll get into the bad. But let's start with the good. Because I don't want to piss people off at 6 a.m. when the Steelers win a preseason game and a lot of the guys that you wanted to show out showed out. And we'll open up the phone lines. We've got open phones until 8 o'clock when Trey Essex joins us again. Mark Caboli with us from 9 o'clock until 10. You give us a ring at 412-928-9370. Biggest positive. Biggest positive that you took away from the game, Doran?
Well, there's two, and they kind of go hand in hand. I think it was the tackle positions. Obviously, Broderick Jones and Faltanu, they didn't give up a sack. They actually looked clean, and that's where it goes hand in hand. It was a clean game by the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, on offense, on defense, backups playing. I mean, not many penalties. They did what they needed to do. I mean, even quarterbacks look great. We'll talk about Skylar Thompson and Mason Rudolph, but it would probably be the amount of reps that Faltanu and Broderick Jones got and how productive they were in those reps. And that's a focal point that we were, you know, interested in focusing on, and I think a lot of people were, was how was Broderick Jones going to look?
Yes.
How is he going to look in a live setting? And I think that he answered the call there. I mean, he looked pretty good, I would say.
I thought so, too.
Well, he looked a lot better than the reports that we were getting from training camp.
And by all accounts, it seems that since the pads have gone on, since Seumalo came back, and he didn't play in this game, that Broderick Jones kind of turned a corner, that it looked really bad. Now, Jerry Dulac said over the weekend, I read, that Broderick Jones is up 10 pounds now. So he's added 10 pounds back onto his frame, which he had to have done that between minicamp and training camp. Is he gaining weight in training camp? I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
Unless he's eating 30,000 calories maybe. A day, which maybe I guess he could be doing.
And that's what his kind of goal and plan was. That's what we heard.
It's so weird.
It is very weird.
But you know what? He did not embarrass himself. And he actually looked good. And he did it against Josh Hines-Allen, who's a pretty good player, a twitchy player. And Trayvon Walker's coming off the other side. Troy Faltanu and Broderick Jones against the first team edge rushers for the Jags did not allow a pressure on 24 combined pass blocking snaps. That's a big deal. Again, I just get this out of the way. Preseason game number one. You're not game planning specific for opponent. Neither side is. So we'll just get the qualifier out of the way. But lest we forget, Broderick Jones is playing right tackle last year. Gives up 3 sacks in a damn preseason game.
Yeah, yeah.
To Gregory Rousseau of the Bills, and it became panic time right away. We don't need to panic right now. Broderick Jones, players are allowed to get better. The season kind of hinges in a way on Broderick Jones and against a first-team pass-rushing duo. He and Faltanu didn't give up a pressure. Now, I know Faltanu got called for the hands-to-the-face penalty. You're going to expect penalties in preseason games. We actually didn't see a lot across the board, but I thought both of those guys played well, and if that is my biggest takeaway, too, because I would agree with you, I also thought Arthur Smith called a good game to allow his offensive line to have success.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of play action, getting the ball out of Mason's hand quickly, but if you'll think about that touchdown pass to Darnell Washington, That's as pristine and clean a pocket as you could possibly get. Mason Rudolph had time. He had room to step up. He's not having to rush anything. I mean, that is as clean a pocket as can be. And he throws a seed downfield against a starting cornerback, Darnell Washington, 6'1" cornerback. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Wilson, first play of the game. Bang, play action. Create separation again against the number one corner. Rudolph sticks it in there. He hangs on through contact, but over the middle of the field. I thought that Arthur Smith called a good game, and I thought that those tackles and that offensive line really acquitted itself well in pass protection. So to me, those are the two biggest takeaways at 412-928-9370. Texter, it's preseason. Again, we haven't talked about a football game that we just saw with our two eyes in 7 months. You can only work off of what you see, and what we saw was a Broderick Jones that didn't look out of place at left tackle, a right tackle in Troy Faltanu who did not look out of place against starters.
Exactly. That's where it's at. You can use the whole, it's preseason. None of this matters. You can use that whenever it's going against the twos and threes.
Right.
And if you have starters going against twos and threes, for this situation, it's very relevant because they were going against the starters for Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu. So it wasn't just preseason. You're going on good on good.
Yes.
And that does matter. Good on good. And from what the reports were throughout training camp for Broderick Jones, to see him be able to complete a game like that for the amount of reps he had, I think that's very significant. Very, very significant for the growth of the Steelers' offensive line.
It's better than the alternative, and that's what we were working off last year. You've got Justin Fields, then we did see later on Russell Wilson play a little bit in the preseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the talk of the preseason was, uh-oh, if Broderick Jones is your right tackle, you're in trouble. When Kenny Pickett was a rookie, the Jacksonville Jags game that year, the offensive line didn't know their ass from a hole in the ground. It was as bad of an offensive line performance in the preseason as I had ever seen. And you had young pieces and moving parts, and you want to see offensive lines gel as the season goes on. Kenny Pickett's rookie year, guess what happened? The line in the second half of the year after the bye week looked a lot better than it did early on in the season. But you are starting at whatever starting point that you got. And the starting point was horrendous, and it got better. Starting point now from preseason game number one was, oh, okay, they look pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. I'm not saying it's going to be the strength of the team, anything like that. But if Broderick Jones can be a little bit better than Dan Moore, then you got a shot to be pretty good this year.
Yeah.
And they believe big time in Troy Faltanu. If he can look like he did on Saturday, more often than not, I think you got a chance to be pretty good. The biggest question mark of this team, I think, fairly, has been the offensive line.
No doubt.
Each guy played 15 snaps. And I do think it's also important to mention that you didn't have Isaac Seumalo in there. Because I made a mountain out of that molehill early on in camp. I think it was whenever you were on vacation when Seumalo got hurt. And I was like, this ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have Anderson next to Broderick, and Broderick's playing left tackle full-time for the first time. You want that smart, savvy veteran next to him. He wasn't in this game, and yet you still saw pretty good results. So I thought that was huge. I also think, speaking of huge, and we want you to call in with your biggest positives from this game at 412-928-9370. Darnell Washington going to be a problem.
Yes, he is. Yes, he sure is.
I mean, Doran, he's 300 pounds.
Yep.
He's running up the seam.
It's impossible.
He's a runaway beer truck, and you're going to put a corner on him? Good luck. If you want to put a linebacker on him, he's still going to outsize that. There's not a single guy he's not going to have size on. And Mason knew. I'll put it up there.
Yeah, all he had to do is pin it him in the red zone this year, it's just going to be fantastic. And we talked about that, like, where do they need to improve as an offense? And it clearly was red zone. I mean, you have all three of the tight ends in there. Those are big body guys. And then you have DK Metcalf. I mean, that's going to be hard to stop. I don't care if you think the Steelers are going to be good or not this year. That is a hard combination to stop whenever you have that much size between the three tight ends and DK Metcalf in the red zone. Very, very hard to stop.
Steelers played three tight ends 15% of the time last year, which doesn't sound like a lot. It was the most in the league. And I think that figures to go up.
Yep.
Now, EPA, which would measure the effectiveness of that personnel group, they were 26th in the league. So they did it more than anybody else, but they weren't super effective. And all due respect to guys like Michael Pruitt, but now when you got three tight ends on the field, now you're going to have Pat Freiermuth, you're going to have Jonnu Smith, and you're going to have Darnell Washington. And Darnell, as Caboli's been telling us for weeks, this dude is running at a different level than he has at any point in his Steelers career so far. I don't know what kind of personnel package you line up in to try to stop that.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Like, you want to go nickel, you want to go dime, you want to put more corners on the field? Okay. They'll just run the ball right up your butt.
Right.
Ew. You want to play base, they'll spread you out. I think the Steelers can be unique in the way that they attack defenses now that they have the personnel to match what Arthur Smith has always wanted to do.
Yep.
Like, they did it a ton last year relative to the rest of the NFL, but they weren't very good at it. They didn't have the guys. Now you got the guys. You take everything with a grain of salt in the preseason. But that is plastered in my brain. Ugh. That 300-pound mammoth of a human running straight down a seam. I don't know how you stop it.
I don't either. It's going to be something.
And that's how you want to use that guy. We saw the evolution of Darnell last year, you know, a little play action boot, then you dump it down and it's good for 5 to 7 yards every time and pretty tough to stop. That's the evolution right there. And you're going to need your pass protection to hold up because he's not the fleetest of foot, but when it does, and if that guy's running down the middle of the field, he's at least a decoy that you got to scheme around Darnell Washington, man.
Yeah. Or you could keep him in. Keep him in for protection.
Yes.
You know, like, yes. That's the thing. That's what you can sneak him out. You can keep him in. You can make him a part of the passing game. And then everybody else is going to flourish because people are going to be so attracted to him running down the seam. Like, it is a very, very good problem to have a guy like that to really just develop his game for the first 3 years. I mean, get better and better every year, but also not just be that blocking tight end where, you know, you see 80 run into the game. It's like, okay, they're probably going to run the ball or he's going to stay in and pass protect. Now you got to worry about him. Like, catching the football and covering him?
You talk about the red zone. Oh. I mean, he'd come off the ball in the red zone. He'll put your rear end up in the 15th row, or he's running a route. You can just throw the ball 15 feet in the air. He's going to catch it. So those are a couple of positives. Offensive line and pass protection, Arthur Smith, the play calling, the play sequencing, and then Darnell Washington's going to be a problem. What are some positives that you want to talk about? We'll take your calls at 412-928-9370. When we talk about Cam Hayward looking for a contract, the phone lines explode so you can all rip the guy. Chris Boswell ripped the guy. I think you have pretty much wire to wire a positive preseason game. Let's talk about it. 412-928-9370. We'll get into more of our positive takeaways when we...
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We come back.
This is Rudolph with time. Fires down the field and has his man.
Roman Wilson, first play of the game for the Steelers offense. A little play action laser beam from Mason Rudolph, who looked very good. I think Mason Rudolph is one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the NFL. I think he could be a low-end starter. I wouldn't want to watch him start for my team for 17 games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what a good backup does, what he did.
Yeah.
And can you imagine if Will Howard was playing and had the game that Skylar Thompson did?
Oh, my God. This place would be on fire. It'd be on fire.
We'd be taking 8 million calls right now about how the Steelers don't need to draft a quarterback in the 2026 draft.
Yep.
So good for Skylar Thompson. But again, that's what good backup rosterable quarterbacks do. They make plays. Here's a question. Are you bullish on the Arthur Smith offense at 412-928-9370? Because someone texted in and said they won't use Darnell Washington appropriately. I don't trust the offensive coordinator. Man, I think Arthur Smith is a good offensive coordinator. And last year you had mixed results. But I don't think either quarterback was a fit ideally for the Arthur Smith scheme. You know, people always talk about mobility with the Arthur Smith offense. I don't think that's the biggest thing. I think you need to be accurate and decisive over the middle of the field. He runs a lot of middle of the field concepts with tight ends, with slot receivers. Justin Fields was never good at it. Russell Wilson, even in his heyday, was never good at it. Too short. He would always take 15-step drops because he can't see over the line. His mobility was a huge asset, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not overly criticizing the guy, but neither one of them are good middle-of-the-field quarterbacks. Mason Rudolph, when he came in at the end of the season 2 years ago, he threw the ball over the middle of the field. I know that that was not with Arthur Smith, but he threw the ball over the middle of the field. He wasn't afraid to do that. They wouldn't let Kenny do it because they wanted him to protect the ball above anything else. They wouldn't let Mitch Trubisky do it because Mitch Trubisky was a turnover machine. And last year, I think they wanted their quarterbacks to do it. They didn't. They weren't capable of it. They never have been. Mason Rudolph was throwing it over the middle of the field. Skylar Thompson was throwing it over the middle of the field. Aaron Rodgers is going to do that. And so I think you will come away at the end of this season, the general you, listeners out there, with a greater appreciation for Arthur Smith. I'm not saying he's a top five OC in the league, but he was hired to be a head coach because he was a good offensive coordinator.
Yes.
He had bad quarterback play in Atlanta. Why? They had bad quarterbacks. I think with Aaron Rodgers, he's going to throw it over the middle of the field, and I think we got a taste of that on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, he's a personnel-based offensive coordinator. So if whatever personnel that he gets in front of him, that's how he's going to tailor his offense to. But there's still that structure of what he wants to do deep down. And now I think he has the personnel in place to really do what he wants to do and to fit what they what he wants to, you know, what type of offense he wants to roll out there. So I think we got a little taste of that on Saturday, and I think it's going to look even better whenever Aaron Rodgers does do it, as long as it looks good up front, as what we said in the last segment.
And I think something that has been a big storyline for the people who have taken training camp in every day is there's been some miscommunication stuff, little nuances over the middle of the field where Rodgers has actually thrown a couple of picks that have gone off guys who weren't ready for the ball over the middle of the field. So they're going to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to throw it. One was Connor Hayward hit him in the face mask
right,
because he didn't get his head around quick enough. So they'll get some of their timing issues sorted out, but they're going to throw it over the middle of the field. And that's what Arthur Smith wants to do. I mean, when they were moving the ball last year on offense and scoring touchdowns with Russell Wilson, it was checkdowns and it was moon balls. You're going to see a more varied passing chart. Like all the analytics people at the end of the game, they'll send out that passing chart, all the green dots. And for 4 years, we ain't seen them in the middle of the field. I think that's going to be different.
Yep.
Here's another positive. I thought the Steelers secondary played really well. Like our guy Juan Thornhill.
Lawrence over the middle. What a hit right there to break up the pass. That's a beautiful defensive play by Juan Thornhill, who comes up from the safety position, and he laid out the lumber.
He laid out the lumber.
He really did. That was a textbook tackle right there. That was textbook. Can't get any better than that. You hope Juan Thornhill can be a guy this year. I mean, he doesn't have to be the guy, but a guy. You hope that he can go back there and be very serviceable at the safety position, because you do. You may miss Minka Fitzpatrick at some times. You may not, but he can go in there and he can be a guy. And if he can do that, I think this defense could be embarking on something pretty good.
I think so, too. And look, he wasn't good last year, Juan Thornhill, in Cleveland. It's also Cleveland. He was a really good player on a Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs defense. Can he revert to that form? Or can you find some happy middle ground where you're somewhere between what he was with the Chiefs and what he became with the Browns? You're right, man. That's a tough tackle to make.
Yep.
You would know a lot better than I would. But to lower the boom, separate Brian Thomas Jr., who's a really good young player, separate man from football and keep it legal?
Right.
That's a hard thing to do.
Very hard.
Especially, that's the first time he's been able to lay a boom in 7 months.
Yeah.
And you're right. Textbook, separate man from ball, times it up perfectly. That was a hell of a play. Stock up. Arrow pointed up for Juan Thornhill, Dickerson.
Yep. He's backing it up. Backing up that mouth that he's been running.
That's right. Which is huge. I don't mind a guy who talks. I love a guy who talks. Back it up. Back it up. He backed it up there. One rep in a preseason game. But if we're going to talk about positives, I think he deserves to be mentioned.
No doubt.
And I thought, Doran, that their corners played well, too. Like, Beanie Bishop had 5 tackles, including on Travis Hunter on a 3rd and 5, catches the ball at the sticks, and he stops him short.
Yeah.
Forces a punt. He also had a pass breakup. I thought Echols looked really good. He's all over the place. Mm-hmm. And he had one that would have been a tough interception, but he deflected it away. Last year, the Steelers had Joey Porter Jr., who was a little up and down. But he was the corner you could count on the most. Behind him, you couldn't count on anybody.
Nobody.
Nobody. And now you've got your big three with JPJ, Jalen Ramsey, and Darius Slay. Probably not in that order. And Echols, they seem to really like, and we saw why on Saturday. And Beanie Bishop's allowed to get better, too. I mean, this is year 2. You're allowed to get better, and he should get better. He's an All-American. So I don't know that you want him out there playing a lot, but I thought he and they acquitted themselves well on Saturday, which if you can have depth at any position, that's a pretty darn important one to have depth at. 412-928-9370. We're talking about positives. We can get into some negatives coming up next, but let's go to Big C in Fort Myers. What's up, Big C?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good talking to you again, and hey, football's back.
Yes, it is.
I got 2 words, refreshing and encouraging. it was refreshing to see the offense finally open up and utilize the middle of the field. That's all I want to say about that. If that's a preview of what's going to be coming, it's going to be a wonderful season to watch offensively. Defensively, I was encouraged by what I saw in the secondary. You know, some of those guys took a step forward. Some of the guys we didn't think were going to step up took a step up. So if this is a preview of the defense and what we can look forward to in the secondary, that's only going to help the defensive line out. I'll wait to see what you guys got to say, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Big C. We'll talk to you tomorrow. He's going to call back tomorrow.
Nice. Nice. He's right. He's right. The better the secondary plays, the easier it makes for the rushers. So, and that's why you go out and you get a Jalen Ramsey. That's why you sign a veteran in Darius Slay. That's why, you know, you get a Chuck Clark even to help that back end. And if they can really come together and really come into their own at some point this season, hopefully early on, this defense will be humming. It really will be. The depth is so important. And they have a lot of it at every position, not just the defensive backs. They have a lot of good quality depth on this football team, even on offense too. So you just hope that your eyes don't fool you and some of the stuff that you saw Saturday is fake, because, you know, you could say that preseason is preseason. It doesn't really matter. But there's a lot of stuff that you can draw from preseason that you hope that can translate to the regular season.
Yeah, like we saw last year with Broderick Jones. He got worked in the preseason game, and he's getting worked all year long. Now he's on the other side against starters for Jacksonville. If we're going to crush him, and we did last year for what he put out there on tape, then you got to give him praise for what he put on tape this year. Like, if it's going to matter that way in the negative, it's got to matter in the positive too. I thought the offensive line, not just the starters minus Samuel, and they didn't play for a long time, but I thought the backups looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And we did see Andres Pete, but he only played a handful of snaps. He's got to work himself back into football shape, but I didn't see anything bad from him. All right, so those are all the positives, and we can keep taking calls on positives. That's a more fun show to do, 412-928-9370. You and I both had the same negative that we talked about before the program, so we'll get into that coming up next. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Holy smokes! They got a shot!
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal! Are you kidding me?
Crazy!
That would be an NFL record.
Holy smokes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up, dude.
Man.
We've literally never seen that before.
No.
K Cam Little was kicking at Arkansas last year. They drafted him, so you know they believe in him. Steelers got a pretty good one on their roster, too, and Ben Sauls.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually surprised Ben Sauls didn't get drafted. We talked about that at the time. But Cam Little kicks a 70-yard field goal, Doran, with room to spare.
Yeah, room to spare, too. That's insane. I mean, the fact that they even let him do that, that shows how much faith they have in him. They're like, this guy can actually hit this. Let's go try for it on the opposite side of the 50.
I know, dude. That ball left his foot at the 40-yard line. The minus 40-yard line.
Jeez.
That would have been good from 74.
Yep. Yep.
And we got a tweet. Can you guys discuss your thoughts on the 70-yard field goal? And maybe it's time to make it a little tougher for kickers. Let's bring posts in or up because 50-yard field goals are nothing anymore. Look, we've never seen anybody do that before. And until stuff like that happens routinely, I don't think you change anything.
Right.
That was, if you're looking for national storylines, that was the national storyline of the Steelers-Jags game.
Yep.
Yeah, you flip on NFL Network, you flip on ESPN, that's what they were talking about. And I don't think you change how it's done with kickers. I would love to see this guy get a chance to do it in the regular season. Something tells me, though, Liam Cohen's going to be a little risk-averse in the regular season and probably not do stuff like that.
Probably not.
End a half, I guess you would. But we're talking about negatives now, and I think the Steelers' field goal defense needs a little bit of work. I mean, out here giving up 70-yard field goals, Storm. What the hell?
I mean, come on.
I mean, guys, what are we doing out there? Why Black can't get your big old mitt up there and swat that thing down? Come on. It is 6:41. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. I am serious, though. Unless it's an end-of-half situation, I don't think you're going to see a lot of that. I don't think they're going to let Cam Little do it. Like, you're going to let him probably try it from a distance where you don't usually let kickers try it after seeing that. But I'll be surprised if he gets multiple opportunities to kick field goals that long in the regular season.
No doubt.
Because coaches are scared.
Mm-hmm.
He misses that one. You get the ball at the 40-yard line.
Crazy. Yeah, it would have to be, yeah, like you said, like running out, like 3 seconds left and a half.
Right.
Right.
The crowd went nuts.
That's insane. Probably crazy to watch. And the fact that, and what you just said, he had room to spare. That's, it's not like it like doinked in from the crossbar. Like,
right.
It hit the net, I think.
Like, that thing got to the 20-yard line. And the announcers knew it was going to be good because it just, the carry on that sucker. We don't need to spend a ton of time talking about kicker. I mean, Pat Bostic, if he were there, he'd want to spend the whole show on it. He's our kicker talk guy. I'll tell you, that's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen on a football field. I think it just is.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Little, more like Cam Big Dorn.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cam Bigger.
Uh-huh. All right. Our number one biggest concern coming out of the game, we didn't talk about this before we saw each other this morning. It was the same one, and we'll get to that coming up next. We'll take your calls on your biggest negative that you took away from preseason game number one at 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Talked about a bunch of the positives from Steelers preseason game number one. How about the negative? I think there's just one, and I think it's the running game, Dorn, which we've heard a lot about, and they haven't been able to move the line of scrimmage much in training camp. They rushed for just 2.6 yards per carry, but more specifically, Caleb Johnson, in his debut.
Yeah, very underwhelming. Very underwhelming. Looked like he had camp legs. Looked like he was running in sand at times. And obviously not doing the things that, you know, he needs to do at running back outside of running the football, which is catch the football, pass protection, things of that nature. Some of the question marks that you had on him coming out of Iowa, they were apparent on Saturday. But, you know, he is a rookie. He probably was dealing with some nerves. I will give him a little grace for Saturday. But this coming Saturday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it needs to be better.
Yes.
It does. Like, you have to get better every single game if you're a rookie and want to be a part of that moving train. But I have no problem with him being the third back this year. I mean, just let him get his feet wet. Let him, you know, figure it out as the year goes on. But you would like to see him have a better showing in this next preseason game.
And we've heard good things out of camp about him, at least running the football. I mean, uh-huh. Those were some frying pan hands on the one, yeah. on the drop.
Yeah.
I mean, that looked bad.
That was real bad.
He did have a good blitz pickup at one point.
Yep.
Which was encouraging. You're going to laugh at me. I mean, he had to head up, you know. It was good. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. Good recognition, got his face in there. And that was nice to see because that's been a part of his game that has been criticized, and I think fairly. Didn't do a lot of it at Iowa. But the drop, and I expected him to look quicker than Najee Harris.
Yeah, he didn't.
He did not. Now, he lowered his head a couple of times and was able to convert on some short yardage stuff, which was good to see. But he was explosive at Iowa, and he didn't have a great 40 time. Wasn't a bad 40 time, but what we've heard is he plays faster than he ran the 40-yard dash, and he's had the GPS tracker on him. He's one of the few people in college football last year who ran over 22 miles per hour. So there's that explosion in there, but I think you said it really well. He did look like he was running in sand a couple yep. of times. Bounced it outside one time. Did stiff-arm Travis Hunter to the ground, which looked nice. And Travis defensively,
right,
not so great. His first game, him playing both ways. But yeah, I thought he was slow to bounce it a couple of times. And that bears watching. But yeah, Jaylen Warren's good.
Yeah.
We have asked for more of Jaylen Warren pretty much the last 2 years. Now you're going to have people saying, well, start Caleb Johnson anyhow. You don't need to.
No.
You can bring him along slowly. I still think you'll see him again in his second preseason game, third preseason game. I still think midway through the year, they want him to take the job. But they're not going to give it to him. And they shouldn't give it to him. You want to win football games. Jaylen Warren's pretty good. I think Jaylen Warren's pretty much just been scratching the surface the last few years. So if Jaylen Warren needs to be the bell cow with mixing some Kenneth Gainwell in there, Kenny G in there, over the first handful of weeks.
It's fine.
It's definitely fine.
Total fine. Totally fine. But like I said, like he has to get better, you know, every preseason game. I mean, these next two games are very crucial for him to get better. And, you know, now you got your feet wet. Now you got the, you know, you got the anxiousness out. Let's see how you play now whenever you're in your second outing and you got to go in there and you got to make some plays. You got to live up to that third round grade. And there's a lot of people that are expecting a lot of things out of you this year. And I know you're expecting a lot of things out of yourself if you're Caleb Johnson, but you got to go out there and do it. You got
to
show it.
I have him winning Rookie of the Year, so he's going to need to pick that up.
Yep.
Like we saw Omarion Hampton. I thought he looked all right. Not great either.
Aston Jeanthi didn't look great at all.
No.
Like, so, I think he had a minus 1 yard.
It's not what you're looking for.
No.
Unless you're Jerome Bettis, you'll settle for a minus 1 yard because you probably have four touches.
Right. Right.
So, hey, it's not the end of the world to panic because you do have two other good running backs, but I think we'd be lying if we said we were impressed by Caleb Johnson and his first opportunity. In fact, it was the opposite. You can weigh in 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We have Trey Essex joining us at 8, so you still have time to call. Full hour of open phones at 412-928-9370. Negatives from the game, positives from the game. So we'll take your calls, but coming up next, Mike Tomlin to Steelers.com talked about whether or not we'll see Aaron Rodgers this preseason and what that might mean for the other 17 starters that we didn't see in preseason game number one. We'll tell you what Tomlin said. We'll react when we come back. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.